into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Everyone is worried that something will catch fire in the barn. Maybe you're close enough to town that firefighters could use the city's water supply. But what do you do if that's not an option? Ken Ouellette is the executive director of the National Fire Protection Association. He says a tanker truck usually carries 3,000 gallons of water. Fighting a typical house or barn fire requires over 150 gallons per minute. If you do the math, that only allows for 20 minutes of water. He says for a fire attack to be successful, it needs a sustained water supply. So if there isn't a central piped water supply near your property, a fire cistern is vital.
Typically, it's put underground so that it doesn't create an obstacle to people, but also can take advantage of gravity for allowing water to naturally flow into it and to fill it. One of the important things about locating a cistern is how are you going to fill it and keep it filled?
If you don't have a natural source, such as a stream or stormwater runoff for containment, then you will have to have water trucked in to fill the cistern. Ouellette says it also needs regular maintenance, at least 2 inspections per year.
Routinely, you have to inspect it to see if it's at the appropriate level. The cisterns that I've had experience with all had inspection port or manholes, so you could visually remove the cover and look in the tank to see what the level was. Monitor it to see if it's leaking, and if it is, try and repair it.
Cisterns are usually made of concrete or fiberglass. The size and gallonage is calculated by a needed fire flow for your particular situation. Be sure to check regulations with your local fire department. Learn more about fire cisterns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency in his state as the rain keeps coming down in South Florida. ABC's Victor Oquendo's in Miami.
More than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed.
I was through security, and then I got the notification that it was canceled. So, hey, nothing you can do about the weather.
Submerged roads making transportation a nightmare.
Even the Florida Panthers were delayed trying to get to the Stanley Cup final in Edmonton, and there's more rain in the forecast for today. President Biden is in Italy this morning meeting with G7 leaders. He will also sit down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, pledging U.S. support for a new security agreement for his country. Will Elon Musk be staying at Tesla? Shareholders of the company will vote today on an all-stock deal worth nearly $50 billion. The package was approved last year but was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year. That pay package was worth even more than that, but the share price of Tesla has fallen in recent months. This is ABC News. With the Summer Olympics set to start in Paris in a little over a month, there are now some new questions about France's bid to host the 2030 Winter Games in the Alps.
The word is Macron's surprise announcement of national elections in the coming weeks is delaying the signing off of Olympic paperwork. IOC member Carl Stoss insists there must be a guarantee by
the French government and a final confirmation of a public partnership contribution to the Games organization budget.
France has previously hosted 3 Winter Olympics, the most recent in 1992. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Houthi rebels launching a fresh attack in the Red Sea, this time using a boat to send a bomb toward a commercial ship, the captain of the ship saying it is taking on water. And found off the coast of Canada, the last ship of British explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton. The wreck has been discovered off Labrador 62 years after it disappeared. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, a low of 56. Sunshine on your Friday with a high around 80. Friday night, partly cloudy and a low of 59. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 75. Warmer Sunday. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms and a high near 87. For Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 85.
It's 64 at our studios.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two girls from Oshkosh have died after their ATV crashed into a car Tuesday afternoon in the town of Utica. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says the girls were ages 7 and 11. One of the girls died at the scene. The other was hospitalized and later died. 43-year-old Oshkosh woman driving the car involved suffered minor injuries. A citizen effort for change in Milwaukee public schools begins. A group called the MPS School Board Recall Collaborative announced Wednesday its move to remove 4 members from the city's school board. The group says the effort's based on a lack of transparency by the board and the district about financial matters. And a man charged with stabbing employees at a Janesville Walgreens last month used scissors from the store's photo counter. Court documents say Edward Toyer stabbed 2 employees, leaving them bleeding severely. Toyer fled and was found by police a few blocks away thanks to the help of an aerial drone. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We want community members like you to help us get our kids on the path to success and back to school this fall, plus secure a great part-time position. Cobison Buses will be hosting a patriotic driver hiring event on Wednesday, June 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. with on-site interviews at Cobison locations statewide. During this event, test drive a school bus, register for festive door prizes including Milwaukee baseball tickets, and new drivers are eligible for a starting bonus up to $2,400. Visit Cobison.com for a location near you.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The City of Durant interviewed the 4 finalists for the City Administrator position yesterday. During a special council meeting yesterday, the 4 candidates met with the council, city employees, and took a tour of the city. Durant Mayor Patrick Millairn says they are in contract negotiations with the finalist and hope to announce the new administrator in the next few days.
Are in the process of negotiating with a candidate, and so we're looking to get that in place here in the next few days. But we had a very robust group of candidates for the position, and overall I think it went real well, and we should hopefully have news in the next couple of days.
Current Administrator Scott Rasmussen is retiring at the end of the month. There's a warning from police about people selling fake jewelry. Police in Menominee say they've received a few calls from people who were offered or who bought what they thought was gold jewelry, only for it to be fake. Police say some of the offers came from people at grocery stores and gas stations. Officers say it's probably best not to buy jewelry from someone in a parking lot. Jewelers say there are some things to look for when buying jewelry, like color, stamps, and quality. The Chippewa County Courthouse will expand security measures following a Board of Supervisors vote. The board voted 20-1 to reduce the number of usable entrances to the courthouse. This will limit the number of spaces that newly hired security officers will have to monitor. Security became a concern when threats were made to the courthouse last May. The suspect in a child sexual assault case in Trempealeau County has been deported. Ulysses Grandos was charged in April with sexually assaulting a girl in 2015 and 2016 when she was between the ages of 7 and 9. On Tuesday in Trempealeau County Court, Grandos was informed that he was being deported. The judge ordered his $10,000 cash bond be forfeited. If Grandos returns to the U.S., a warrant has already been issued for his arrest. A mixed ruling on early voting from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court's liberal majority ruled Wednesday that municipalities may not use mobile voting vehicles to collect early ballots ahead of the November general election. But the justices ruled local election officials can choose wherever they want to place temporary voting sites for the duration of early voting if locations don't favor a particular party. That upholds a rule that has been in place since 2016. The court's majority said upsetting the placement of voting sites just days before papers were due on placement would disrupt the process. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Water guns aren't allowed at the RNC, but real guns are. That's the story within the soft security perimeter footprint from Milwaukee's Republican National Convention next month. Tuesday, the Milwaukee Common Council approved banning a long list of items that could possibly be used as a weapon, and guns aren't one of them. Common Council President Jose Perez said that the council must adhere to a Wisconsin statute which says a municipality can't put constraints on firearms and ammunition that are more restrictive than the state. The ordinance next goes to Mayor Cavalier Johnson for his signature. Another potentially expensive Wisconsin Supreme Court election is in the works. Seats on the state's seven-member high court are officially nonpartisan, but a conservative versus liberal narrative has driven up campaign spending. It totaled $45 million in last year's race, in which liberal Janet Protasiewicz defeated conservative Daniel Kelly, handing liberals a 4-3 majority. Liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is now in the race to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford's resume includes a stint as attorney for Planned Parenthood, and she said her candidacy can maintain the liberal majority. Conservative former state attorney general and current Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel is already in the race. In a statement shared with WisPolitics, Schimmel said Crawford was, quote, handpicked by the leftist majority on the Supreme Court, unquote. Voters will go to the polls for that race next April. The Insurance Federation of Minnesota is discussing how severe weather is causing losses in the insurance industry and higher premiums for homeowners. As insurance companies pay out more for losses, a recent New York Times investigation found severe weather is hurting the home insurance market in Minnesota as insurers have to regain those losses by raising premiums for everyone. Reports showed Minnesota was the only state to see losses in the industry in 6 out of the last 7 years. Higher premium rates mean fewer people can afford a new home. A new U.S. Navy combat ship named after a Wisconsin city will soon become active. The USS Beloit Commissioning Committee tells 27 News all that's left is a commissioning ceremony, which will feature the ship's first crew. A date isn't available for the commission date yet, but updates will be made available on USSBeloit.org.
A group of German officials is spending some time in Minnesota this week. The group paid a visit to Rochester earlier this week, meeting with Olmsted County leaders. They plan to travel to St. Paul before returning to the German embassy in Washington. A member of the group said the U.S. and Germany share common problems, and visits to other states give them a better idea of how to solve those problems. It's the group's first visit to Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Like a lot of people on summer break, a black bear in Shawano made its way to the local library. Workers at the Shawano County Library said the black bear wandered by on Monday. The workers were both excited and a bit scared. Shawano police say it's not uncommon to see bears wandering around this time of year. They're likely looking for something to eat. If you see a bear, just leave it alone. Police say it will just wander away. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Minnesota Twins surrendered 4 runs in the 6th inning of their 5-4 loss to Colorado at Target Field. The game was scoreless entering the frame before Caleb Thibar surrendered a 3-run homer to Esquil Tovar. Thibar was charged with a 2nd loss in relief. Byron Buxton and Carlos Santana both homered in the losing effort. Pablo Lopez starts for Minnesota against Colorado today. The Minnesota Lynx took down the reigning WNBA champions with a 186 win over the Las Vegas Aces last night. The Lynx trailed by 2 after the first quarter before outscoring Vegas 49-29 over the next 2 frames. Elena Smith poured in 18 points in the victory. The Lynx now host Los Angeles Friday. Vikings fans will be able to watch their favorite players practice when training camp begins next month. The team announced that 9 of its practices will be open to the public. The practices will happen between July 27th and August 8th, and fans will be able to watch a night practice August 5th. Meanwhile, the Vikings continue OTAs today before wrapping up their offseason workouts tomorrow. High school baseball from yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Carter Gunderson delivered the go-ahead 2-run double in the bottom of the 6th inning as Oliva Strum defeated Pichelli 3-2 yesterday in the Division 4 semifinals. Oliva Strum will face Northwood Solon Springs Thursday in the championship game for Division 4, starting at 9 o'clock. Games going on today in the baseball tournament. In the Division 2 state semifinals, Edgewood faces Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Meanwhile, La Crosse Logan will face Mosinee. In the Division 1 state semifinals, Watosha Central will face De Pere, and Sun Prairie East will face Oak Creek.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
The Brewers rally and then hang on. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers were desperate for some offense heading into the seventh inning of the rubber game of their series with Toronto on Wednesday. So desperate, they had to manufacture some out of thin air.
Runner goes, it's inside, throw down to second base. They're going to try and steal a run, and they will! The ball gets away, and Terang ends up at third.
Wow. Wow, indeed. That must have sparked something.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone off the scoreboard for Will.
Adamas, that is. That made it 5-1, and the crew needed all 5 runs, giving 3 of them back to the Blue Jays in the ninth before surviving 5-4. Play-by-play audio courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Brewers are off tonight. They'll open up a weekend series against the Reds tomorrow at American Family Field. To football, the Packers are done with minicamp. Coach Matt LaFleur pulling the plug one day early because the league is allowing the Packers to start regular camp a week early because of their week one trip to Brazil. So after 9 weeks, Green Bay's offseason program is now over.
Everybody's on their own. What they're doing on a daily basis is kind of up to them at that point. But I think most of the guys, this is what we do, and we love it. And you're always constantly thinking about different ways to do things and different ways to get better.
Training camp begins on July 22nd. To basketball, the Boston Celtics are on the brink.
10-2. Drew puts it on the deck. Drew driving. Drew passing out to White. White squares for 3 and connects. Drew White with another clutch triple.
ESPN with the call. The Celtics beat the Mavericks 106-99 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Boston up 3-0. Jason Tatum had 31 points for the Celtics. Kyrie Irving in a losing effort for the Mavericks had a game-high 35 points. Game 4, the Celtics looking to close things out. That's tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Becoming mostly cloudy later this morning, and then we'll have sunshine late in the afternoon. A 50% chance of a shower or storm late morning and early afternoon. Highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 80s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, and we'll have highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine across the region so far, Mondovi 69, Lake City 67, Ogalley 66, Pepin Plum City, Wabasha Nelson 65. Here at WRDN, sunshine 66. With Lady A and I Run to You, it's 7:23.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice. I run from pessimists. But I run too late.
I run my life. Or is it running me? Run from my past. I run too fast. When I
faster, so I run to you.
To Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Say
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Parker McCollum and Burn It Down 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins and good morning. And coming up this hour here in about 10 minutes or so, we will be talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. So we'll chat with the mayor about that. Also, next hour, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, next hour, we'll talk with Liz Deitch from the Pierce County Fair. Pierce County Fair coming up in August and the planning underway. We're going to talk with Liz a little bit about some of the things going on with this year's Pierce County Fair. We'll do that next hour at about 8:45 or so. Then during the 9 o'clock hour, we continue our spotlight on the Larson family, the owners of Loran Rolling Acres. This year's spot for the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast coming up this Saturday. And we'll be talking with Randy a little bit about how Loran Rolling Acres helps to protect the water. So we'll talk with Randy about that at about 9:15 or so. Go Oliva Strom! You bet! They are in the championship game in the Division IV baseball championship. So good luck to the Cardinals today. Go Cardinals! They're taking on Northwood Solon Springs today. Actually, that game is going to be starting at 9 o'clock this morning at Fox Cities Stadium in Grand Chute. So good luck to Oliva Strum and the boys baseball team as they are facing Northwood Solon Springs in the WIAA Division IV State Championship. So go Cardinals. And hopefully all of the storms that we had from overnight are going to get through eastern Wisconsin here and be done, so they have some decent weather for that morning game. Yeah, quite the lightning show last night. Holy cow. We didn't have any severe weather here. It kind of dissipated, at least where it wasn't severe, but still quite the lightning show. There were some pretty good rains across the region as well. We have kind of an interesting forecast today. Sunshine, clouds, storms, and sunshine. Pretty much. We'll give you all the details here coming up.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Forecast for today, sunny this morning, then becoming cloudy late morning and early afternoon, then becoming sunny in the late afternoon. Now, we'll have a chance of showers and storms late this morning and early this afternoon. Highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Precipitation chance at 50%. Tonight, clear, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs low 80s. Sunshine across the region so far. Mondovi 69, Lake City 67, Ogallee 66, Pepin, Plum City, Wabasha, Nelson 65. Sunshine 66 here at WRDN with Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett. And it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 7:38.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July, I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright, I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. In a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, there. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start, but I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall in love with all of me. If
mine, honey, anytime. Oh yeah. If your feet are restless for somewhere to go, and your eyes want something more to see, why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited too. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let your boys be country, let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud. Let your boys be country. Teach them yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and never turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here. He's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys be country. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Mamas, let your boys be country. Let your boys be country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron. So we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. Actually, there were two meetings. First was a special meeting during the day for our four finalists for City Administrator. And that was kind of an all-day thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went ahead this year and did a, this time around anyway, and we did a few interviews in the morning and a few in the afternoon. We also had the candidates, they went through some other exercises, including a writing exercise, a testing, and also visiting with some of the other city staff and so forth. So we did a number of those things today. And when we did come out of closed session after those interviews, we are in the process of negotiating with the candidate, and so we're looking to get that in place here in the next few days. But we had a very robust group of candidates for the position, and overall I think it went real well, and we should hopefully have news in the next couple of days.
Meanwhile, but pretty light city council meeting on all of these liquor licenses. This is just an annual thing, isn't it, with that the city had to approve all of the licenses for all the establishments?
Sure. All of the licenses, whether they're Class B or there's Class A and so on and so forth, you have to have a public hearing every year for those and publish it and so on. And we did. And those approvals were all made last night. And then we also do other licenses at the same time, which, of course, are which are usually the tobacco license and so on and so forth. The one thing about it is we did have one group, which was our coin-operated, did not all get put together here, but will be for the next meeting. And, of course, all those licenses start on the 1st of July.
Meanwhile, the basketball court at Tarrant Park's all complete.
Yeah, basketball courts, it's already being used. Again, I know I've thanked them several times already, but to thank the Duran Sportsman's Club for all of their efforts to get that in. We're looking at possibly come up around the 25th. We'll make an announcement. There was going to be Sportsman's Club is talking about having like a ribbon cutting. We'd have some city council there and some other folks and so on and so forth, just sort of show it off a little bit and so on. But we're looking to do that. We'll get that information out once we get it all squared away with the Sportsman's Club.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning about the city council meeting from last night. Meanwhile, for the Tarrant Park pool, still waiting for that state permit, but we've had to make a change because the state wants additional showers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what ended up happening was there was some change in as far as state statutes concerning how the showers need to be counted and so on and so forth. So we had to make some changes. It was reported last night that we made those changes, and by the next meeting we should have an idea. We know that it's obviously there's some costs involved in this, but as we said, that's why we have contingency to make sure those things are covered. Whereas also a few other things we've already saved money on and so on. I think it had been mentioned we because of some doors that we made some changes to, we saved $5,000. So at the end of the day, it's sort of give and take. Now, you will still see, obviously, the building itself is starting to get, they're hoping to do the rest of the footings here in the next few days. And then, of course, you'll start to see the walls go up and those types of things. The one thing about those changes, there were no structural changes as far as any walls and so on and so forth. It was just placement of the showers and then placement of some benches, and those things were just adjusted.
Meanwhile, with the lift station, the pump at the number one lift station, it's going to cost a little bit of money to replace.
Yeah. The question was with that, and basically, for people that don't know what a lift station is, it's easy used for a sanitary sewer or it's used for water. And what it does is it's used to force things up, because last time I checked, gravity goes down, and sometimes you need to lift it up and so on. And our number one lift station, with the pump that went out, and so on, the generator and so on. And we decided actually to upgrade it a little bit, because it was one of them that we continually were fixing and rehabbing all the time. And so to go a little bit larger, but we're looking at about $34,000. Of course, that's specifically in the wastewater budget. But again, we're looking to make a little budget adjustment because the cost, and we're sort of eating that up. And here we are about halfway through the year. But again, as we said, it's something, those things happen. But again, we've decided to do an upgrade. So hopefully future maintenance is going to be lessened.
Meanwhile, with the wastewater treatment plant, the report came out that the plant's still operating like it's supposed to for a 43-year-old plant.
Yeah, again... our utility superintendent, Matt Gillis, and his staff. It's amazing what they do. I think he used the word last night, a little TLC, which is, you know, probably don't usually say that with a wastewater treatment plant, but doing a great job making, keeping it maintained well. The report card came back. Of course, this is something that we were required to do by the DNR every year, and so on and so forth. We came back with all A's and the 4.0 grade point, and so on and so forth. It's always good to be 4.0, and we approved that last night, the report. But again, a great job by our staff to make sure that we're maintaining all the important stuff with our wastewater treatment.
A 43-year-old plant, it does beg the question, you know, Mondovi's went for 80, and they're having a lot of problems with their new plant. Are there plans being made now to replace our plant?
There's been conversations. Of course, every year when you go through the evaluation process of your plant and they grade it out, if there are certain things that are coming up, the one thing about it is if you're continually every year looking at some smaller changes and some smaller either stuff that you're replacing and doing. Generally, you can get a few more years out of a plant, and it's going to be the case. But obviously, we've looked at what the costs are back a few years ago. I know they said in comparison, if we had to completely, you know, and you start getting into at that point into the $8, $10, $12 million range, which is a lot of money. and again, so every effort's being made so that we can continue to work with the facility we have.
Duran Mayor Patrick Miller, you're listening to WRDN.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese. Cheese.com.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osseoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osseoplastics. Visit Osseoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osseoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit Osseoplastics.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
When it comes to love.